Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, is brought to you by Atlanta's Jazz Station, 91.9 FM, WCLK.
Coming up on this week's show, Upfront talks to director Jonathan Kitts and student actors Derek Robertson and Sky Pugh about their upcoming production of the Pulitzer Prize-nominated drama, Yellow Man. I also chat with actress Jude DeMoris about her upcoming role in Fox's new drama, Star, and what it's like working with the show's award-winning creator, Lee Daniels. Actress and singer Dietta West is in the studio to discuss her role in UpTV's holiday movie, Merry Christmas Baby. And Upfront catches up with jazz pianist Christian Sands about his Atlanta engagement this weekend at Spivey Hall. We'll also be playing his music throughout today's show. But first, here's this week's casting buzz and entertainment news with Reva Blue.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
Central Casting is looking for middle-aged men and women for Jumanji. Filming will take place on Tuesday, November 29th through Friday, December 2nd in the greater Atlanta area. If you're interested, please send your name, phone number, height, weight, age, and a photo to jumanji@centralcasting.com. The film stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, Karen Gillan, and Nick Jonas. Lee Daniels' new Fox series Star is looking for African-American men and women with downscaled cars or tricked-out cars with chrome rims. The series is also looking for African-American men ages 18 to 25 with dirt bikes. If this is you, please submit your photo, name, and number to star@centralcast.com. Please put what you're submitting for in the email's subject line. In other related entertainment news, the Macy's Great Tree Lighting at Lenox Mall will kick off the holiday season spirit on next Sunday, November 20th at 7 p.m. This year's event will feature live performances by soul singer Allo Black, country artist Craig Campbell, and Grammy Award-winning artist and actress Michelle Williams. There will also be the Macy's All-Star Holiday Choir, the Macy's Great Tree Children's Choir, and the Macy's Magical Stars, and of course, Santa Claus. VH1's upcoming series Daytime Divas has added more star power to its cast. Norm Lewis, Patti LaBelle, Eve, Tasha Smith, Layla Anthony, Janet Mock, and Kristen Johnston have all been added to the series about a fictitious, long-running talk show and its five female co-hosts. The series, which is currently being shot in Atlanta, is based on Star Jones' best-selling book, Satan's Sisters, and features Vanessa Williams and Tashina Arnold. That's this week's casting buzz and entertainment news. I'm Reva Blue. You're listening to member-supported Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's jazz station, and now the home for in-depth arts and entertainment. Now, back to Upfront with your host, Ray Cornelius.
Gene, I'm afraid. I get afraid a lot. I don't want to hate anybody, Gene.
Alma's the best person I know.
People think because I'm bigger and darker that I have all the answers.
The kids always say, man, Alma ain't nobody to mess with.
But I get confused all the time.
Weiss won't say it, but I know he's afraid of her too.
What I want to say is, can you take care of me, Gene? Can you make me feel pretty? Do you think I take up too much space?
You just heard the voices of student actors Derek Robertson and Sky Pugh. Both are performing in Clark Atlanta University's upcoming production of the Pulitzer Prize-nominated drama, Yellow Man. The play debuts next weekend at CAU's Davidge Auditorium and is directed by drama professor Jonathan Kitts. Upfront caught up with the trio to chat about the production and its exploration of colorism and stereotypes within the African-American community.
Well, good morning, guys, and welcome to Upfront. How are you today?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah?
How are you?
So this production addresses a very large pink elephant in the rooms of many African-American homes, and we're talking about the issue of colorism, or for many folks, it's, you know, light skin versus dark skin. This play was actually written about 14 years ago, but it's still a very sensitive issue. So let's start with you, Professor Kitts. Tell us a little bit about the story and the inspiration behind you directing it.
Oh, yeah. So it's a two-character piece, and it looks at these characters, Alma and Eugene, and it follows them from childhood all the way to adulthood and a love affair that they actually embark in on. But the wedge between that love affair is this community that they grew up in. It's just rampant with the stereotypes of each of the other color, okay. Or lighter light skin versus dark skin, right? Not the other color, because they're all black folks in South Carolina, you know, in the Geechee section of South Carolina.
Okay.
And how those stereotypes affect their relationship.
Okay.
You know, I just think that, and what gave me the inspiration to do this was last year while I was teaching a acting 2 class, color issues kept coming up when they would do personal monologues, personal stories, or just talking about themselves. Because I'm from the school of you can't portray anyone until you are honest and authentic about who you are and where you come from.
Right.
So when they would develop these monologues, it kept coming up. Well, I was always told I'm pretty for a dark-skinned girl.
Right.
Or because I'm light-skinned, I can't, you know, I can't really defend myself or be independent. I need someone to help me and be there for me. Or, I'm so cute and weak, you know.
Right.
And just all the other stereotypes that would come up that, you know, derive from white supremacy. So when I read this, I was like, you know what? This is what we need to explore right now, because this is happening right here on our campus.
Right. Now, Derek, let me ask you, because you're playing one of the main characters. You're playing Eugene Robert Gaines?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you want to audition for this? Because this is a pretty heavy subject. What was the impetus behind you auditioning
for this play was first brought to my attention, I read the play first, and at first I was kind of scared, because I was like, ooh, I've never done something like this before. This is a challenge. Like, this is something really deep. I've never explored anything this deep. And then I actually had to personalize it, reading it and before, you know, heading into auditions and putting my personal, you know, my views on and my personal experience, because being from California, I want to say there are color issues, but not as heavy. And so I actually had to explore that and dig deep within just the issues I went through.
Okay.
And going into the audition, it was a challenge to open myself and be vulnerable enough to bring that to life for Eugene.
Right. Now, Sky Pugh, you're playing Alma?
Yes.
Okay. Same thing for you. What made you want to audition for this production?
Well, yeah, I also read the play, and I'm like, okay, this is a monster. So I was kind of like, I was nervous about it, but I'm like, okay, this is something I feel like I can connect with, because I'm also from California. I'm from Southern California, but I have dealt with issues with race and stuff like that. And I went to an all white school, and a girl asked me, can she touch my hair, or can she, do I speak a different language?
Right.
She asked me that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I dealt with that kind of issues, and me also wanting to be lighter, because that was seen as pretty. That was me too. The dark skinned girl, you're pretty for a dark skinned girl. I got that too. So I felt like this was a great way to show that everybody's beautiful.
Yeah.
No matter what color you are.
For the college students, you guys are in school, and is this an issue? And I know you mentioned it for your students, Dr. Kitts, but for you guys here on campus, do you guys still see this as an issue, you know, living on campus and
absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't walk down the street without somebody just assuming that I may be gay because I'm light skinned. Because that's just a stereotype.
Oh. Okay.
That's just a stereotype that if you're light-skinned, then you're softer.
Okay.
And that's just what I dealt with my whole life. That's just my personal experience.
Okay. So
I definitely think, and I see like other people like with darker skin and just how they're portrayed or how they speak to me or how other light-skinned people speak to dark-skinned people. It's a huge problem.
Yeah. Alma?
Yeah, they're still...
I'm sorry, Sky.
Yes. Yeah, I still see that. There's still an issue, like, guys say, yeah, I like black girls, but I only like the light-skinned girls because dark-skinned girls are loud and, you know, we're opinionated, we're ratchet, as they say.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely still see it.
Okay. Wow. So, Professor Kitts, you tell me, what is it that you want audiences to take away from the performances?
Well, anytime I do anything, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and the way in which I learned was you want the audience to leave with question marks. You want them to question themselves, the world they're in, what they believe in, what they've been taught, and that's about it. You know, if once we start raising the questions, I think it will help us actually to, you know, to act on whatever our prejudices are. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because we all have prejudices, but when they go as far as it goes in this play, or even like Sky just said, well, I only deal with light-skinned girls because the dark-skinned girls are ratchet, that's problematic.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it divides us and it tears us apart. And as a people, we need to come closer together because this global society is running away from black folks. And we need to actually be together so we can be right at the table and even beyond.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. And everything I do, it has to have some edge, some bite, and look at the underbelly of society. And not just be some nice cookie cutter show that people go, oh, yeah, and clap and walk out. And they go to eat and pick up their smartphone and everything else. I want them to drive home looking at one another and be like, well, what do we believe in? All I've ever dealt with is light-skinned women. All I ever dealt with is dark-skinned dudes. What is that saying about me? You know?
Right.
So that's what I would like to have.
And right. I also feel like people are going to leave thinking about how their childhood experience affects their adulthood choices.
Yeah.
And that's going to be something really big that I feel like a lot of people are going to leave thinking about.
Okay. You're listening to the voices of Sky Pugh, who is playing Alma in the show Yellow Man, along with Derek Robertson, who is playing Eugene Robert Gaines, as well as Professor Jonathan Kitts, who is directing this performance here at Clark Atlanta University. Jonathan, you want to give us the dates of when this is all taking place?
Oh, yes. Wednesday, November 16th through Saturday, November 19th, 7:30 p.m. And we also have a matinee show that Saturday at 3:30 p.m. So please come out. Come out. You'll definitely enjoy it. It's going to be a blast.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for being my guest today on Upfront, and looking forward to checking out the performance.
Hey, thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you
for having us.
You're listening to member-supported Jazz 91.9 WCLK, Atlanta's jazz station, and now the home for in-depth arts and entertainment. Now, back to Upfront with your host, Ray Cornelius.
You're broken down and tired of living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter.
Ever since Star was little, she believed her name was who she was.
The minute I heard that girl sing, it made me feel we got the makings of a supergroup.
Stay away from those girls.
And we'll rise up. I like the waves. We'll rise.
This is your dream.
Babe, this is my dream for us.
We'll rise up. And we'll do it.
Your mother and I had the same dream, and that dream killed her.
I'm nothing like her.
She grew up in foster care, and everything she's been through is in her voice.
Some people, no matter what they were born into, were meant to be so much more.
Star, special premiere after the Empire Fall finale on Fox.
That was the trailer for Fox's upcoming drama, Star, which is created by award-winning film and television producer and director Lee Daniels. The series follows a music trio who try to navigate their way through Atlanta's cutthroat music industry. The show is inspired by the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Dreamgirls and features Oscar-nominated actress Queen Latifah, award-winning rocker Lenny Kravitz, veteran actor Benjamin Bratt, and newcomer Jude DeMoris as Star. Upfront got a chance to chat exclusively with DeMoris during this week's red carpet premiere at Atlanta's historic Park Tavern. We talked about working with Lee Daniels, her favorite music group, and more.
How was it working with Lee Daniels?
Completely life-changing. I mean, he's taught me more in the past year than I've learned in my entire life about acting and about my craft and myself. So it's a dream. The whole time, sort of. He's very magical, is what he is. You know, he's very, he walks into a scene and sprinkles his little fairy dust and it just comes to life. He's amazing. He's everything that people say he is. It's crazy.
Now, this show is about a girl group, a music group. So I gotta ask you, who is your favorite music group?
Of all time? TLC.
TLC. And what was it about them that you loved them so much?
When I was younger, I grew up in a house where we could only listen to gospel music. And so when it came to R&B and pop music, I gravitated towards girls who were cool rather than sexy. And that was what TLC was to me. They talked about life and struggle and, you know, and things I could relate to. And they were really great role models for me.
Thanks, Jude DeMoris, for that exclusive interview. A special preview of Star will take place on December 14th at 9 p.m., following the season finale of Empire at 8 p.m. on Fox. That was Christian Sands tickling the keys to Dizzy Gillespie's classic, A Night in Tunisia. The 27-year-old Grammy-nominated protege of Dr. Billy Taylor will be performing tonight at Clayton State's Spivey Hall. Up front's Riva Blue caught up with the rising star earlier this week to talk about his performance, his new music project, and more.
Christian Sands, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Thank you so much for calling in. You are one of the finest pianists who on this jazz scene today. And this coming Saturday, you're performing at Spivey Hall. Can you tell us about the event and what your audience can expect and what your fans can expect from you?
Wow. Okay. So I'm really excited about it. New project I'm creating. We have Marcus Baylor on the drums. We have Desron Douglas on bass. Excuse me. And it's going to be some new music that I've actually just recorded. I just finished up in the studio about a month ago. And so we're looking at some new music, new sounds, different experiences, you know, that I've captured along my 27 years of being on this earth.
Yes.
And, you know, we'll be presenting that kind of music, you know, a lot of some swing stuff, some funk stuff, some surprises along the way, you know. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, you're emerging as one of the great jazz, the young jazz pianists on the scene now. And I know you're doing it your way, but you play a little stride, a little swing, a little bebop, and get kind of progressive, and as well as the Afro-Cuban sound as well. And is that some of the sound we'll be hearing from you this coming Saturday at Spivey Hall?
Yes, and yes, indeed. You know, that's a lot of my upbringing. It's a lot of different types of music, you know, from gospel music to Afro-Cuban music to rock and roll to, you know, just all music. You know, that's what jazz is.
Mm-hmm. And you have
representation of that.
And you have a recording. It's called Reach. Due out 2017. How is that looking for you?
It's looking great. I'll be going in the studio next week to finish mastering the record and finish that up. So we're looking at a release sometime in April.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
The Chandler family is back.
Look who I found.
with a new baby.
I really want to throw this party for Chandler. I was thinking a circus theme.
Marcy, we do not need to spend $10,000 on Chandler's Christmas birthday party.
New business.
You know, I'm starting to think this event planning business wasn't such a good idea. I mean, no money, no Manny, no Petty.
New beginnings.
God rest ye merry gentlemen.
You are the nuttiest person I have ever met.
Merry Christmas. Some of the kids are spending Christmas Eve with volunteer families.
Goodwill to everyone.
I'd love for you to spend Christmas Eve with us.
She needs a family, a mother, and a father.
You know, you only get one first baby, and she only gets one first birthday and one first Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
The Up premiere movie event, Merry Christmas Baby, only on Up.
You just heard the trailer for Up TV's holiday drama, Merry Christmas Baby. The made-for-TV movie premieres Sunday night at 7 p.m. and stars Melinda Williams, Victoria Raul, Greg Allen Williams, K'Ron Joseph Riley, Crystal Wilson, and my last guest, Dieta West. The veteran actress and singer stopped by the Upfront Studios to discuss her role. We also dished about her singing on the Rocky soundtrack and her brother, the late Tony Award-winning actor, Cleavon Little.
Well, welcome to Upfront today. How are you?
I am great and so glad to be here.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm so happy to have you here in the studio and for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're one busy lady, so I totally appreciate you coming to the studio today.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
So, Merry Christmas Baby. This is the fourth installment of Up TV's hugely successful Marry Me for Christmas franchise.
Right.
And it airs tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the film and your character.
Okay, well, first of all, it's a wonderful Christmas movie. All four, we can say four now. I'm excited about that, and we're hoping for more. We're hoping for a series. We're hoping for all of that good stuff. But it's a film that really touches the very heart, and it deals with just the real issues that you go through during the holiday season. And I can't give you a whole lot. I don't want to give a whole lot about the movie, but a great cast, as you well know. We have, you know, Melinda Williams, Victoria Raul, K'Ron, Joseph Riley, Greg Allen. And this year, Brad James was in the very first one.
Right.
And so he's coming back. And then we have my buddy, Crystal Wilson, just love. So Myra is the oldest sister. And Myra is always the one that many of them think, like, okay, she's a stick in the mud. She's always trying to be the voice of reason.
Right.
and the only one that's really of the sisters that's married with a solid marriage with Greg Allen Williams, who plays Donald.
Right.
They call him Uncle Donald. So it's going to this particular fourth installment really digs deep into Myra's emotions, her being a strong woman, but you're going to see that side of her that is broken, really breaking down, but still trying to keep that mask on. And we know in real life what that feels like.
And it also has a positive message, and I don't want to give the too much away, but really understanding and realizing that a lot of the things that we want, we sort of already have, or sometimes it's right in front of us, but we don't even realize it or recognize it.
Exactly, because we're too busy looking for material things, and we have to realize that those things pass away, you know, and I won't preach today, those things do pass away, but the solidness of love and that's right in front of your face, people who love you unconditionally right in front of your face, whether you have millions of dollars or you have the widow's mite, just a couple of pennies. And and this is what we really need to recognize, that's right in front of our face, the needs of those people who are not as fortunate as we are, and to really dig beyond our selfishness and see how we can add to their lives, you know, instead of us always wanting to take, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Right.
My mama used to say, gimme got drowned, he dead.
That was a clip from Gonna Fly Now, which was featured on the classic Rocky soundtrack, and a song of which you actually performed many, many, many years ago. Yeah. I had no idea. I was doing the research for the interview, and I ran across that little bit of information. When you hear that song, what comes to mind?
Oh, my gosh. That I can fly, and that I will soar, and that song was the first opportunity that I had to go into the studio and really, really, really record. And it wasn't just a soundboard where you were putting it was a full orchestration. And so I was totally blown away. This happened in the 70s to right. walk into the studio and see a baby grand piano, which Bill Conti played, and to see upright bass and violins and horns and all of that. And I'm like, whoa, this is so. I felt even before we laid it down that I was soaring at that point. And when I hear it, you fast forward to now, because every once in a while the TV's on and I'll hear that and
right.
someone's using it. They used it several years ago in Super Bowl. And it was when you saw the horses, what are they called? Clydesdale.
Was it? Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it was a Budweiser commercial, and you hear that song, and it won. You know how they vote on the commercials,
right,
and it
right.
won that year. And that was exciting for me, because of course the ad agencies have to reach out to the vocalists so we can give them vocal clearance to use it. So I just feel every time I hear it, I'm just reminding of the moment when I was booked for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did you get that gig?
Well, Bill Conti and his wife moved from Europe, from Italy, and I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and they okay. moved to California, and he was trying to get his career going. And I worked at a television station, and I worked for some salesmen, for account executives at that time. And it just so happened that Bill Conti's wife, who also sings soprano on Gonna Fly Now, worked for one of the salesmen there. So, you know, I'm always humming. You know, I was humming at my desk and didn't know who her husband or really too much about her. And she yeah. said, "Do you sing?" And I said, "A little bit." And she said, "I'd love for you to meet my husband." I said, "Okay." She said, "Well, we just really kind of not have only been here in the States for a while. And he's trying to break into the industry, and he's trying to find great vocalists to lay down demos for him." She went on. I said, "Oh, okay, I'll do that." So she took me to their house, and I walked in. I brought sheet music, and I'll never forget. It was a Roberta Flack, the first time.
Okay.
And he's sitting at the piano. And here's this beautiful Italian man sitting there, and he's like looking at me like, "Okay, my wife brought yet another starlet." Yeah. And so he said, "Okay, your music." And I handed it to him, and he started playing, and I just kind of said, "Okay, first time ever I saw." And so he kept playing, and then I stopped real quick because I figured, okay, and he looked, and he just kind of gave me a keep going. And so I ended up singing the whole song. And he said, "Okay, well, you know, we have all your information." And it started from there.
Wow.
And initially they wanted, I think it was Gladys Knight one of them to sing that along with another song, a duet that's on there called "You Take My Heart Away." That's when Rocky has Adrian in the room. "Touch me, take me in your arms." And Bill Conti fought. He said, "You have this artist here who can bring it." I'm sure they paid me much less money. That helped a little bit. And, so that's that whole story. And then we went on from there, and I began to do a lot of other things for him too. A couple of other TV theme songs that I did, a couple little jingles and things with him. So that's how that all started.
Now, when you performed that Rocky song, you were known then as Dieta Little.
Correct.
Which is going to be a great segue into my last question. You're the sister of the late, great Cleavon Little, the actor who starred in so many awesome films, Blazing Saddle, one of my favorites, Once Bitten. Mm-hmm. Tell us your fondest memory of him.
Oh, wow. And we were very, very close because of the fact that we're both in the industry. And my fondest memory of him is when I first took my first trip to New York to see him on Broadway, because, you know, he got a Tony for Pearly. And me, I felt like a little country bumpkin in New York, didn't know. I always knew that pedestrians got the right of way. in New York, right. you and I know, no, you pedestrians, you die. Yeah. You don't have the right of way. I don't care if the light is green. You just have to wait. And I remember he was taking me shopping because he had irritated me, made me very mad the night before. I can't even remember what it was, but right. He said, well, we're going to go shopping. So we're walking, and I was mad because I wanted to hurry up and shop, and people were stopping him on the street and talking. I'm like, I'm just walking across the street. So I started my phone, and he screams. I'm in the, and the cars are coming. He screams, and I'm stopping in the middle of Manhattan walking, and I'm stopped, and I turned around, and I'm not going to use those words here, those very short. And he just yelled across the street. And then I cried. I'm standing there crying. Why is he yelling at me this light? And I was just, and I was a senior in high school.
Wow.
I was a senior in high school. And I was just devastated. That is really my fondest memory of my brother screaming. I'm standing in the middle of the street, and the cab, they're blowing horns, and people are like, screaming and cussing at me. You can only imagine. Uh-huh. Okay.
Colorful words, right?
Very colorful words. So that was one of my fondest memories. And then just the times that we would have together, and he would always say, my hope and my dream for you is to be a great success. And you're a singer, and I want you to, and he tried to connect me. But during that time, I was like, I'm not singing nothing but gospel. He was going to, I wish I could think of the two great, if I could call their names, you would know them instantly. He said, I've got some people lined up. And he said, if you would just back up off, I know we both are believers. You back up off that gospel, I can get you going. And I wouldn't do it.
Well, you know what? We thank you so much for stopping by the Upfront Studios. I'm so excited. This is Merry Christmas Baby that is airing tomorrow night at 7 p.m. on Up. Starring my good friend here, Dieta West, along with Melinda Williams, Victoria Rawell, K-Ron Joseph Riley, Greg Allen Williams, Crystal Wilson, and Baby Chandler.
Yes, little Lola. Yes, it's going to be great. And can I tell everybody to also tune in, because we'll all be gathered to do a Facebook Live at 6:30 p.m. right before the movie premieres. We'll be taking some questions and doing that Facebook Live at 6:30 p.m.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. I'd like to thank my guest, CAU professor of drama, Jonathan Kitts, and the cast of Yellow Man. Stars Jude DeMoris, Grammy-nominated jazz pianist Christian Sands, and actress and singer Dieta West. I would also like to thank my engineer, Mark Angel, and you, the listener. Make sure you tune in next Saturday, November 19th, for another exciting edition of Upfront. Happy Saturday, Atlanta. If you like today's show, please hit us up at WCLK.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Upfront, inside Atlanta's entertainment industry, has been brought to you by Atlanta's jazz station, 91.9 FM, WCLK, an NPR member-supported station.